I've been waiting for this day. I feel like in all of the years that I've known you, like before we like really became friends, I was always just like admired how reckless you were online. So I'm excited to maybe talk. this is like the next evolution of online girly.
That description of me. It's true. The way I don't think of myself as reckless at all, I like literally think I'm like completely normal, sane, stable.
Period.
Hello and welcome to another week of Money Talks. We are here in Montez Press Studio. I just had a hellish experience on the way over here. I was in an Uber share by mistake. I didn't mean to call an Uber share. I will never be pressing that button again. And it was really, I feel like a packed animal, zoo, sardine, hell, nightmare, dystopian.
Was it like a regular car? Or were you like in a van?
No, it was a regular car. Oh, and there was two other people. No, there was four passengers at a time. In the car. I'm here with Alaska, online girly.
The one, the only, bitch.
How would you describe yourself? Like, if you had to write, like, a resume header, what would you say?
I was, like, actually thinking about that on the way over here. Because I feel like I, like, try very hard to give this, like, girl next door vibe. Like, very, like, ambitious and, like, earnest girl. But I don't know. I feel like I'm the girl next door if she was doing ketamine in the corner.
Girl, yeah, you're the girl next door. She was a tweaker. I mean, you don't really tweak, you geek. Like, I feel like I will see you.
I'm like queen of going nonverbal.
Yeah, no, exactly. The amount of times that I have seen you walking around the room just like a deer that's been hit by a car, like no words, no thoughts.
But the thing is I'm having the time of my life.
No, yeah,
like
clearly.
Every time I go nonverbal, like everyone is like, oh my God, like Alaska, like are you okay? Like, do you need anything? Like, and I don't have the words to say that I am having more fun than I have ever had before. Each time it's more fun than the last.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that. I actually saw that on a meme earlier today. I was like, or a couple days ago, Steffi and her close friends posted like an afters meme, and on it was literally like, it was like a collection of all of the moments that make an iconic Carrie.
Yeah.
And one of them was Alaska goes nonverbal.
Yes.
I was like, whoa, bitch.
I mean, what is a Carrie if Alaska doesn't go nonverbal?
Well, you better stay verbal today because we are talking.
Oh. Bitch, I have a lot to say. So,
well, is there anything you want to start? Anything you want to talk about first? Anything on your mind?
Oh my God.
What have you been thinking about today?
What have I been thinking about today? I was working a lot today. So.
And where do you work?
I work for the mic? Paper Magazine. Shout out Paper.
You're the social
media editor.
Love. So when they post like Harry Styles and they're like, slay gag sis, like
yes,
that's you.
That is very much me. I have to wake up at 10 a.m. and have a slay queen post ready every day.
Do you work from home? Do you work in the office?
Yeah. So I'm like literally like rolling out of bed, staying in bed actually. So kind of just like rolling over and grabbing my phone and posting slay queen to 2 million people every morning.
I mean, I think
no matter what I'm going through, no matter how I'm feeling, no matter how much sleep I've got, I have to have my slay queen post ready.
But I feel like that's a lot better than like most people's job. Like I feel like most people who go out have to like wake up and go do, I'm not saying that you don't have an actual job, but I'm saying like most people who have to wake up at, did you just say 10?
Yeah.
So 10 is like pretty late for most people.
No, for sure.
No transport, no commute. You wake up, you roll out of bed,
and you say,
Camila Cabello is mother post. No. Like,
no, literally today I was like I was hungover from going to Paul's last night, and they were like, let's do an engagement post to like wake up the algorithm this morning. And I literally, the first suggestion that I made was this like old picture of Chloe Sevigny, and I was saying Chloe Slay Vigny. Like that was my first thought this morning was Chloe Slay Vigny.
I mean, you tore that. I feel like more people should be paid to say Chloe Slay Vigny.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That is such an important part of culture, and like gays need paper to say Chloe Slay Vigny right as soon as their iced coffee is hitting.
As soon as they wake up.
I mean, that's a great job for you to have. I would love.
I mean, I was doing that anyway, so I might as well
get a bag for Chloe Slay Vigny.
Chloe Slay Vigny at 10 a.m. sharp.
Can I see the photo of Chloe Slay Vigny? Did you see the photo of like, it was like Dasha and Chloe Sevigny, and they said, show this to your boyfriend, and if he knows who either of them are, he's gay.
Oh my God.
And I showed them to my boyfriend, he didn't know who either one was, and I was like, pew.
Oh, yeah. For what it's worth, though, Chloe Slavigny didn't get approved for the caption.
Oh, they didn't? Why did I was using?
And ended up just saying awake, but at what cost? Because that was what I was feeling. Oh. And it's just Chloe sitting at a bar.
She looks, I kind of agree because I don't know if she's really slaying, how hard she's slaying here. I mean,
it's not necessarily giving Slavigny in that picture.
No.
I love you, Chloe.
I mean, Chloe is a slay regardless, but I feel like Chloe has like different levels of slay. Like sometimes Chloe 70 is like popping out, can slay, right. Just like iconic dress, hair done. Sometimes Chloe's like wine bar slay, and this is giving like like wine bar slay. Like she's got a scrunchie on the wrist,
curious
purse on her lap. Like it doesn't really seem like she intended this to be like a slay,
but there's layers slay to it. Because I was at her brother's club last night, so I was like,
well, her brother owns
Paul's,
yeah, right.
So
we're going to do a little segment where we say all of the rumors that we have heard about each other. I will start with one.
Okay.
Which you kind of sort of know about this, but you don't know the full tea.
Okay.
But I have heard from multiple people. Well, not multiple people, really just one person.
Wait, is this what you and Radical were talking about?
Yes!
Wait, I don't remember what it was.
Okay, so Radical, Palm Radical, who's like really one of the most unique women in New York. Like, she told me that her security keeps seeing you and Emilio go into the dark room at gay parties. And like, I guess like...
Her security?
Because she has that security that she always bring around. And she has like...
Oh my God, I did not know that.
You don't know she has
Radical
security?
Security.
Yeah, she has a bodyguard.
That is iconic.
No, yeah.
That is so iconic.
I love her so much. But she says that her bodyguard saw y'all go into, I think that's what she said, but I'm pretty sure that's how it came up, but she said that y'all be all up in the dark, all up in the dark room.
Well, first of all, no. Second of all,
you never went in the dark room.
I've gone into the dark room for like anthropological reasons.
Oh, like just to study, just like to scholarly study.
I have gone, like, I think the first time I ever went into like the catacombs and basement was on like my friend Vince's back, because I wanted like in like a bird's eye view of like what was going on.
Okay.
Because I had never been in there, and I was like really excited to see what the boys were getting up to in there.
Oh, well, what were they getting up to in there?
Girl.
What were they getting up to in there?
Nothing that a doll can get into, because the next time that I went in, I was like, oh girl, I'm about to get some action. I was like following this boy in there that I've been like dancing with all night, da 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 da. We go in there, he just like rolls up a cigarette and then just like starts like jacking off to other boys hooking up. And
what?
Like, this is not a lady's place. So I have been into the dark room, but I have never been nasty. Actually, I have one time.
What? Well, okay. Tell me about it.
I'm like, damn, okay, maybe the truth is real. But I went in there one time and was just like making out with like my friends who are like a couple, and I just like got a little handsy, but like nothing too crazy.
You got handsy? Like, yeah. Hands in the pants.
Yeah.
Type tease.
Just, yeah, you know, just give the boys a little.
Just a little strokey strokey.
A little zhuzh, you
okay.
Know.
Well, I think that's beautiful. At basement specifically.
Yeah, you know.
And just what, like, which party was
it?
It
was just like friends being friends, you know.
Right. What do friends just, do if not?
Right. Just like bros being bros, you know.
Not bros. I'm like, your waist too skinny to be a bro, bitch. What is that, like 18 inches? Bros do not have an 18-inch waist.
Okay, period. I mean, I feel very affirmed right now. So
well, go ahead.
I will stay out of the dark room now. My waist is too small. Put that on the record. My waist is too small to be in the dark room.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
Which party was that at, your dark room?
I don't remember. I mean, So the thing about my relationship to basement is I never actually know what's going on there, because I stopped...
Well, who could ever know what's going on?
I stopped checking the flyers because I know I'm going to be there anyway.
Like, you're just like, well, I'm just going to go.
No, exactly. Like, I'm there every weekend, so what's the point of me checking the flyers? Because, like, whether I like it or not, I'm going to be at basement. I'd be running through that whole, like, the Tomb Raider.
Ooh.
Like, I know my truth.
Well, what is your, like... Let's talk about basement for a second.
Okay.
Like, what are your hot spots in basement? Like, when you go in basement, you walk in basement.
Yeah.
Where do you go first?
I mean, usually I like walk to the ramp by the bar.
You go straight to the green room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get my little green room shush, because I love to like set my stuff down, go get ready for the evening in the private bathroom.
What is your green room secret at basement? Because I feel like they be stingy with the bracelets.
They do be stingy. I mean, for me, I feel like I've, like, I'm just there so often.
They just know.
They just know.
The security knows what time it is. They're like, this bitch gonna come back here anyway.
I usually text Tay and I'm like, hey, bestie, like, it's me again.
Have you ever had the experience of being at Basement and you're, like, on the dance floor and you're, like, dancing with some guy and you're, like, making out with him and then you're just like, bye, and, like, run to the green room?
Yes,
because he can't follow you.
Yes.
It's like
such adios. A nice little reset. It's like a yeah. nice little refresh. But back to the rumor.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that me and Emilio, we've never gone into the green room together, but we have played together at Basement.
What do you mean, played together?
Well, there's this one night where my sis was really just having a good time.
Okay.
And she was dancing with this pastor.
A pastor?
Who had, like, I think he'd, like, flown in, like, traveled into New York City, like, for Wrecked. Like, it was a gay...
What type of... Imagine you're in the congregation and your pastor, your gay-ass pastor,
your gay
flew
pastor.
To New York for Wreck? For Wreck?
Oh.
Bro, what in the faggotry? You should not be allowed to have a pastor's license. Although, I guess maybe you should be... More pastors should be flying into New York for Wreck.
More
I don't
pastors
know which...
should fly into New York for Wreck.
Okay, so you're there on the dance floor...
And my sis was getting her pastor. Zhuzh, and I guess...
What does that mean, getting her zhuzh? Like, he was feeling her
yeah,
up,
they like,
they were
dancing,
getting handsy.
Having a good time.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, you're right, let me try.
And you tried?
Right. And so she, like, grabs me, and she was like, she leads me through the fucking crowd, like fucking Moses leading someone through the fucking parted Red Sea. And she was like, this is my friend Alaska, like, we want to suck your dick. And so we took him to... The big stall in studio. And
okay.
We met Jesus.
You met Jesus. What was the cock giving? Like, how many?
It was really good. It was actually really good. It was like, I would say a solid like 7-8 inches with
okay.
a slight up curve. So I wasn't
Love.
Disappointed.
No, nothing to be disappointed about
nothing
there.
To be disappointed.
I mean, and listen, you got close
oh my God,
to God that
so
night.
So unladylike.
Well, I don't think. Baby, I don't think there's anything
ladylike
about being a Basement to begin with.
For
when you step foot through the foundation of that building,
yeah.
when you go downstairs,
I mean, I consider myself on the front lines. You know?
Yeah, you're not. I'm not going to say you're not a woman anymore. You are, but you aren't a traditional woman. You're not the type of woman that like my mom would never be down there.
You would also never expect your pastor to be down there. So
no, well
I
my
mean,
and
I
my dad is a
everybody.
Pastor. So I if my dad although I did take my dad to Bossa Nova one time.
Oh. Okay.
And he was
I feel like that's like a solid middle ground.
No, it was. It was not too crazy and he left before midnight, so it didn't get too crazy, okay. but he met all my friends, Aja Rich Psycho rolled a blunt, like, right next to him. And then he went to the bathroom right after meeting them. And they all stepped out of the same stall together. And
yeah.
we're like, hello. And he and we're just shocked. And he came back and said, I think all your friends were in the same bathroom stall together.
I mean,
and
that's
I was like,
tame
no
because
reason.
I have met friends' parents at the club who were doing bumps of methadone with their children.
What? Who?
So
say the name and I won't. I'll censor it.
It's like this new gay, actually.
Oh.
It's like new gay that we kind of like scooped up and kind of have been.
I feel like you guys are so anthropological with the gays. Like you have like, you almost like breed gays. Like I feel like you keep like a collection.
Well, there's so many to choose from. I feel like it's like fun to play with them. We found this like really pretty, like tall finance guy. And we were like, come play with us for a little bit. And then he invited us to his fucking birthday party at Public Records. And his mom was there and the. What I heard was that his mom had done a bump of methadone. So I think that your dad kept it cute.
No, my dad did keep it. But my dad was a pastor for like fucking 20 years.
But also, I'm like, okay, if you're doing bumps of methadone with your kid, I'm like, have you guys like had sex with each other? Or like, have you like killed someone together? Like, I don't know. I
something
feel like if you're
naughty.
Doing something that edgy with your kid, you guys have like... You guys have some dirty laundry.
Well, the boundaries are not.
That's what I'm
are
saying.
Not firm.
That's what
if
I'm saying.
If you're doing methadrone with your parents, because it's like okay, even ketamine, even coke, like it's like those are drugs that like my parents have heard of. You know what I mean?
Right.
Methadrone, like my parents don't even probably know what that even is.
I
like,
don't know what that is.
I barely know what it is. I love it, but I have. If I had to tell you like what it was chemically, like I don't know if I would. Fully be able to. Oh.
It was called bath salts when I was in high school.
No, that's cathinones. That's a whole different.
No,
methadrone is in bath salts.
Methadrone. My boyfriend in high school sold it as, yeah.
sold it as bath
salts. I heard it was plant fertilizer.
And everyone called it meow meow, too.
I heard it was plant fertilizer.
Okay, Mephedrone. Yeah.
That, too.
Mephedrone, is it bath salts? Is it bath salts Mephedrone? They often do, bath salts often do contain Mephedrone. It's cathinone. I was always under the impression that cathinone was bath salts, but it's, I guess Mephedrone is a okay, so yeah, it's bath salts. Okay, so I guess they was doing bath salts together at Public Records. Doing bath salts, bumps of bath salts with your mother at Public Records. Like, that is crazy.
None of those words are in the Bible.
No! Girl, not even the Torah.
And I have the pastor from Basement to refer to for that, and none of those words are in the Bible.
Have you ever, like, hit him up after the fact?
Oh, I have no idea who the hell that was.
Do you even know his name?
No. He was the pastor at Rekt.
Well, I think
shout
that
out
is
gay pastor
just,
at Rekt.
Shout out the gay pastor at Rekt. But so y'all were sucking the dick together?
Yeah.
Did you?
It was our first time like playing together as sisters. I mean,
but
like,
you weren't naked.
No, absolutely.
So
not.
You both remained clothed. There was no interplay.
No.
So this
isn't
really. I mean, I feel like I don't.
Yeah,
know.
I feel like the whole like
that's still straight.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't know if it's straight,
but it's not. So was the connotation that me and Emilio were like getting transbian?
Well,
like,
I didn't know, but that's what it, when you said that you played together. Of course, my mind is gonna go T for T.
Oh no,
is your friend group like? Do y'all ever T for T? Is that like on your vocabulary?
No.
Yeah, no. I don't believe in it myself.
No,
personally.
I have like dabbled, and then I got a little scared because I was like, oh my god, this isn't even lesbian, this is gay, like we're two little gay boys.
No, it's gay. I don't know how people can do that and not be like, I'm homosexual.
No, it freaks me out. I was like oh my god, we are two little gay boys like just fiddling around. I don't like this.
Would you ever, well, I guess it wouldn't be...
I'm so sorry, transmians, you are so valid.
Oh, but... I'm not. I'm not gonna say it's kai kai because I guess it's cis, but like, would you ever fuck a cis girl or no? Are you like straight mostly?
I mean, I'm definitely boy crazy for sure.
Well, I think that is
obvious.
Pretty obvious. You tweeted something today. It was like you searching someone's Twitter for like the words bisexual, trans girl, like just to see what was the story behind that?
Well, oh my god, this is such an expose. Well, there's like this certain like breed of gay boys who mm-hmm. are like, they want to be trade so bad. And I feel like that's like, I don't know. I don't know if that's like some sort of like, it's definitely,
it's a mental illness.
Yeah. It's something
sure.
they have going on.
It's not, like, it's not okay. I mean, it is, it's fine. I mean, it's nice to look at, but
right. I don't know. So there's like this like certain breed of gays that like, likes to play with dolls but is like afraid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're very like enticed by the dolls and kind of like are almost there, and they like
right.
want to give trades so bad, whether it's for some like internalized like homophobic reason.
I feel like they want to be straight low-key,
yeah, exactly.
And that's the closest they could possibly
it's
get.
Like we can queen out. It's okay. Like,
do you queen out with like a guy that you're fucking, or do you keep those things separate?
No, but what I'm saying is like you don't have to confuse me because you want to be betrayed. Like we can just be queens together. It's okay.
Right.
Like what if we just
two queens link up, maximize that joint slay,
what
baby?
What if we just maximize our joint slay instead of like you trying to be betrayed? But there like reaches a threshold where like they are like almost trade. So I'm like, mm-hmm. let me see what the real tea is. So I'm going through that Twitter, nothing about trans girls, nothing about being bi. And I'm like, well.
You think it's just a faggot, Maury?
Yeah, for sure. But I don't know. I love to, you know that like one like interview of Lady Gaga after January 6th? I looked for evidence.
You're a TSI girl, transsexual investigator.
Yes, exactly. I look for evidence. I'm like constantly in search of evidence. And most of the time, if not almost all of the time, it washes up empty. Just gay.
Right.
You're just gay.
Well, I think if a guy...
If you're listening to this, you're just gay.
You are. Like, I think if you're gay, you're gay. Like,
gay.
Bi is its own thing. Rare, beautiful, barely exists. It does
happen.
Well,
I definitely think that there are like, gay bisexual men, but there are... I have, like, lost faith in bisexual gay men.
Yes, yes. Like, I think there are straight guys who fuck guys sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and there are gay guys who kind what like
who
the idea
like
of
women.
Fucking a girl,
yeah.
But they wouldn't exactly. actually do that bullshit. I don't think that's
I don't know if that was on the mic, but
it, girl, they know what we're doing. It's Money Talks.
Be like.
When we did the episode, the Len Roulette episode recently with Jen, we had these, because there's four mics here, we had these two mics like out on the table so that they picked up all of the sniffs and snorts and chops and cuts and lines.
Well, I was going to do that anyway, so.
Yeah, well, you, I'm like, your job is safe, girl. You work at Paper Magazine. They know you do lines, baby. So what rumors have you heard about me?
Okay, well, definitely, I think like the biggest one was that your whole like all white like dedication to like prosperity thing was like cult influenced, and I was like, whatever she has going on, like even down to like the blonde, like you had to have your hair blonde. Like I don't even remember who I heard it from. It honestly might have been
girl, we gonna get into her. We gonna get into her. Trust and believe.
And this was like 2020.
Right.
So this was like years ago.
Well, I think it's so funny that people, I think it's a misunderstanding. If anyone thinks I'm in a cult, it's a misunderstanding because I was actually beefing with a cult.
Okay, period.
Which I was beefing with a cult in like 2018, 2019. This cult, I love, you're like, I know the timeline.
Because also I was like, okay, your whole brand is like angelic purity and money. Like whatever cult you're in, I want to be in it too, bitch.
Oh, exactly. Like, well, when I start my cult up, Mama, you gonna get an invite for the first round, okay?
Yes, but Mother God.
I was in beef with this cult called Daylife, also called Temple.
How do you get into beef with a cult?
Well, I'm gonna tell you.
Okay, let's get into it.
Temple Daylife was this like really ridiculous social media cult that a bunch of people that we knew got involved with, and like nobody else, not you. Like like we, the royal we. Like, but I mean like socially, like my whole scene knew all these people. Like this DJ Edan and this girl M and like all these people got involved in this cult, and I had some friends like my
Bambi.
Oh, Bambi, Daylife Bambi, yeah. It was a whole situation, and it was a social media cult, so basically they would, like, kind of target people on social media that they felt like were unsatisfied with their lives, and, like, or, and also, and or had access to a lot of money, and they would kind of, like, start to talk to you in your DMs and try to get you involved in the cult, and they, apparently, I was heavily sought after for the cult. They were, like, really trying to come get me.
Okay.
And, girl, I'm not stupid, bitch. Like, you never go get me in a fucking cult unless I want
to. I mean,
be
you
here.
Have to be stupid to be sucked into a cult.
Well, a social media cult. There was this cult called Daylife where they were all white.
Isn't that just like called a pyramid scheme?
Well, it was basically. So, this, it was a stupid cult where people would go in and they would have to like beg for donations from their followers, from their family, from their friends, and like swindle everyone out of money and then give it to the cult. And guess who ran the fucking cult?
Who?
Total Freedom's sister. Is that not tea?
Gag.
Bobby Beethoven now, I guess he changed his name.
Oh my god, gag.
But is that not tea? It's crazy.
That is tea.
They spread a rumor that I was like, oh, okay. Well, I don't want to. They were saying that they don't really understand what adrenochrome actually is. And so they misunderstood it. They misunderstood some things. They had heard about me. And they spread online that I ate babies to get high, which isn't true. I've never eaten a baby. Listen, I'm not going to say I will never eat a baby. I could live a really long time. Who knows what will happen.
Right.
I'm trying to get famous one way or another. Right. They sit me in front of that baby,
is
baby.
Very interesting. I'm kind of
fork and knife. Let's get this fame. Right. Like, well, you know, we'll see what we're going to do. But I have never eaten a baby. So we were beef. We were going
me
back
either,
and forth.
By the way.
Yeah, no, you definitely haven't. Okay. They don't serve babies over a paper. No. But
we don't eat babies at paper.
No, no.
In case
no.
anyone's wondering.
But we, girl, when I tell you we were going back and forth, they were like really putting me on blast, and I was really putting them on blast.
Oh, it was
and
like public beef.
It was, but you know me, like when I beef is I just go to the story. Cause it's like I don't really beef what? Where are they headquartered?
Yeah.
They lived in a, well, I think they move around. I think they're like mostly homeless, but they,
as most cults are.
Yeah, but they like, I think they were in like Tucson or around Arizona for a while, like in like yurts type vibe. girl, could never be me. I'm sorry. If you in a stinky ass cold in a tent, wake up, smell the roses.
But why are you in a cold?
Like, get, no, like, it.
The nowadays yurts.
The things that go down in them yurts, girl. The smell in them yurts, girl. You ever got into a yurt and got jump scared? The yurts behind nowadays got jump scared by a bitch?
Absolutely.
And you're like,
oh, absolutely.
Not you here. The nowadays yurts, girl. It be anybody.
There's room for everybody. Let's just say that.
Oh, they're big. It's big in there. Absolutely.
I have this, like, very fond memory of, like, I think it was last summer. And I had just done, like, a huge amount of Purple Molly.
Girl.
And it was like a Sunday afternoon at nowadays. You know how I love to carry when the sun is up.
Yeah.
There.
Nonstop.
And I was standing in the middle of the yurt with my hand on the pole, like I was on the mast of a ship. And I truly, truly in my mind believed that I was on a ship with like 30 of my favorite people. Like, I felt the wind in the sails. Like, I don't know, something about the Molly and the Kundo just like really.
Okay,
really...
but let's wake that up, because Molly Kundo hallucinations are like some of the most intricate, like,
no,
beautiful,
literally,
and
I was like,
compelling.
I was like, oh my God, like we are sailing the wide open sea right now. I felt like fucking Moana with all my friends.
Well, I think that's amazing. Girl, maybe Molly on her. But I do feel like. I will say that I have seen you out sometimes where I'm just like, what is she seeing? Like, I would love to know. Because, like, I be seeing shit, but, like, I feel like I have this weird thing where no matter how high I am, you're never going to see it on me fully. Like, if you see me and you think, damn, she's high, bitch, I'm higher than you could possibly even imagine.
Right.
Because I have, like, I'm a tank. With shit, I was shooting morphine behind the fucking school in sixth grade. Like, I'm a tank, bitch. But I will say,
damn, you and undles go way back.
No, you don't even know, girl. I undled before I drank. Can you believe that?
Period.
I was undling. I was. But is there an undle name for? Well, because I guess for heroin you say hundle, but Molly is mundle.
I've never heard hundle in my life.
You never heard hundle?
Mm-mm.
Well, they call it bundle. Sometimes in other cities.
I was like, was it? Like, heroin, the original bundle?
Yes, well, because sometimes when you go to another city and you're like, I got bundle, they're like, what? you got bundle, bitch? But no, we don't do heroin.
We don't.
Around these parts, or at least I don't. There might be members of the studio audience who have dabbled.
Ooh.
A dabble, do you? But I have never personally.
I keep it cute. Did you see that? Did you see that tweet where it was like, girls be on ketamine and like, and be like, I don't do that other shit. Girl, ketamine is that other shit.
Yeah, no. But I feel like when I first got to New York, ketamine was really that other shit. Like, when if you pulled out a baggie and it wasn't coke, people would be like, what is that? Like, when if you were like, I'm doing ketamine, they were like, you're doing what?
I feel like
ketamine.
I came here in like the opposite and like the pendulum was swinging the other
way. Well, when did you get here?
I came here summer 2020, so everybody
that's
was
so
on
much
tech.
More recent than I thought. I feel like you've been here forever, but I guess that's 4 years. So you
Angel made ketamine popular, or like helped
co-sign.
I mean, I don't know if I made it popular, but I will say I was on the front lines, because I would really be at Transpicos with a bag and people would be bullying me for it. And I would be like, listen, ho, like this, y'all don't even know T, but I only started doing K because my my first sugar daddy ever in the city owned, I don't know if I ever said this on this podcast, but he owned a horse farm for the ketamine.
Oh, wow.
And so there was always like a massive pile, like mountain of ketamine on
the
that.
The source.
On the, yeah. So I was doing like vet, met, grade, gala type ketamine, like from my first go. So when I got on down to Brooklyn, finally made I didn't live in Brooklyn for the first like 2 years that I was here. And
where'd
when
you live?
I was all over like Chinatown, Upper West, kind of like, you know, bopping around.
I had never even heard of ketamine until I moved to New York.
That's so crazy.
Because in Florida, girl.
Yeah, low-key same.
In Florida, they do the little bundle, and they love to get drunk, and they do Molly, like, every few months.
I think I saw it on, like, Party Monster as a kid, but I didn't really know. I didn't really get it. Like, I didn't really understand what her tea was.
Yeah.
And now I do, baby. Yeah. Oh, I know all about her. I know everything there is to know about it.
For nothing.
Girl, is that your... I want to cheer up. I actually do want to talk about something.
Okay.
Which is, I would love to hear all of the details on your face reveal party at Paul's Dolls. You recently revealed your face at Paul's Dolls because you just had pretty... How far are you out now from surgery? You had your whole face done.
The other day was 100 days, actually.
Whoa, congratulations. Yeah, so like you look amazing. You look very settled for 100 days.
Thank you. It's like... It's been very weird because, like... I... Like, going into it, I wanted very, like, natural results. I think that, like, there's, like, two, like, ways you could go, you know, like...
Like, the hard snatch.
Yeah, you either want a hard snatch or you, like, want
or
something,
the soft,
like, very subtle.
And you wanted something more subtle.
Yeah, and I, like, wanted something very subtle. And coming out of it, the, like, swelling and, like, bruising is, like, no one prepares you for that.
For like, not washing your hair and, like, the blood in the hair and, like, the gross,
like
the
literal staples, like, on your scalp.
It's pretty nasty.
And, yeah, it's gnarly. It's really gnarly.
Yeah.
And so, like, I feel like the first sort of, like, few weeks, it didn't even really click that, like, things were going to be different about my face afterwards. Like, all my brain could focus on was like,
the pain.
Oh my God, bitch, you look like you were in a car accident. Like, let's fix this, you know? And
what did you do while you were recovering? Did you, like, watch movies?
I watched a lot of movies. I boofed a lot of ketamine.
Because you can't snort it, I guess.
You can't snort it, girl.
Oh, you know. That makes a lot of sense. Did it? I mean, it probably helped with the pain and stuff.
It did, girl. I was big chilling with with my big face.
Like, oh, exactly.
My face was so huge.
Like, how big? Like, show me with your hands, like, wear
girl,
out.
It lit. When I tell you, it was like linebacker. Ah! Like, it was huge,
oh,
girl.
Big.
And not only that, like, I was terrorizing Bushwick because I was walking to the deli to go get, like, some fucking...
How did they react? I'm always curious, like, how the reactions are when you do the pop-out bandages.
I mean, at first, like, obviously people were very sympathetic, but it got to a point to where there was this one instance where, like, I was, like, in the in-between stage between, like, being very obviously, like, beaten and battered and bruised... And, like, being like, oh, she's recovering from plastic surgery, where it was, like, I kind of had a normal face, but I had a lot of, like, bruising under my eyes and, like, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking out of my apartment, and these guys who, like, frequent my stoop were like, who did that to you? And I was like, wait, what? And he was like, no, like, who put their hands on you? And I was like, and mind you, these are the guys that are, like, usually, like, very, like, transphobic,
right?
Like, it was giving very much like, okay, so, like, now the lady on the block got somebody, like, she got an op. Like,
but sometimes you need to show the transphobes that, like, you're the victim,
right?
Like, sometimes you need, I feel like sometimes that goes a long way. Like, I get beat too. What did you say?
It was very interesting. They were like, who did this to you? And I was like, oh, I was like, baby girl, this is about $100,000 worth of surgery. And they were like, you did that on purpose? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, God loves you. And I was like, period.
God does love period. You. Oh, you better than me. Because I would have picked my biggest op and been like, oh.
He done got me.
He got me real bad. He said that I'm retard faggot, like, beat me. Like, I got hate crime. Like, I would have weaponized them block motherfuckers.
Wait,
but I mean, I think he did the right thing.
No, but yeah, it was really weird because, like, for the first month, really, it was all about just not looking like a goblin.
Right.
Like, I didn't care about the results at that point. I just did not want to look like I was, like...
like undead.
Literally.
Like a zombie.
It was giving Grey's Anatomy every single time I looked in the mirror. And I was just like, I'm so over it. And then it got to a point where I was like, okay. Because also, like, the swelling is really weird. Because, like... I personally feel like weight in the face is like very feminine. Mm-hmm. So like with my cheek
disagree.
Continue. With like my cheek implants, there was like so much swelling. So my cheeks were huge. Like my cheekbones were huge.
Like chipmunk cheeks.
Yes, and I was like, oh my god, bitch, it's giving. I was like, oh my god, I am giving Angelina Jolie on these hoes. Like it is so over. Like I was really, really feeling it. But in like some weird sense, like, but it's much harder to explain dysmorphia.
Absolutely. You
know? Like we work so hard to like, I don't know, like experience / like be read as like woman / womanhood. But like when it comes down to just like personhood, like just being an individual, like seeing your face and like not knowing like what it actually looks like or like what it's going to look like, mm-hmm. was just like so bizarre because it was changing literally by the hour.
Like, I can imagine with that much swelling, yeah, it must have.
It was insane. Like I would like wake up and I'd be like, oh my god, like I'm kind of serving fish today. And then like a few hours later, like, it would look like I had a stroke because, like, one side of my face, like, depuffed faster than the other. Like,
like do you feel like that was... Because I always think... I've always been very scared of intensive facial work for that reason. Like, I've never gone under the knife for anything. Mm-hmm. And I want to, but I there is a part of me that thinks that it would be traumatizing almost to look in the mirror and see another face that like isn't yours.
Yeah.
And you're like, who is this person? Because I do think that there must be a disconnect between,
yeah,
who I am and who I'm seeing, especially during recovery.
Yeah. I think that that was the part that like I wasn't prepared for, was reconnecting with my face. Because I didn't know. I don't know. You just like can't really prepare for like the mental part of that, you know?
And, yeah.
Like, it was just a lot of, like, trust. It was just kind of, like, trusting that I was going to serve cunt on the other side.
Absolutely. I feel like that's all you can do when you're right. bruised, battered, and beaten, literally. Girl, is, I'm going to serve cunt, right. I'm going to serve cunt. I feel like I would have to totally, the last time we were here recording, we were talking with my friend Hessa about that show, The Swan. Have you ever seen that?
Mm-mm.
It's like this amazing show, but they cover all the mirrors when they do surgery on they do surgery on these girls, and they are not allowed to look at the mirrors for like months after, and then they reveal at once they've healed. And there's a part of me that thinks that I would maybe want to do that.
Oh my god!
Because, but what do you think? Do you think that it was helpful to have that process of like, whoa, I'm grotesque and I'm like reconnecting with my new face? Or do you think do you feel like it would have been healthier if the mirror appeared once you were healed?
I don't know. I feel like that almost might be even more traumatizing.
To like, just, like, be confronted with, like, a new face, yeah, all of a sudden.
To just, like, sit and wait and then, like, boom. But also it's, like, I feel like I'm in the chapter now to where, like, I do recognize myself again. And I'm, like, okay, is this what I wanted? Or could I have done more?
Do you feel any regret with your procedure? Or do you feel like you got what you wanted?
I definitely feel like I got what I wanted, for sure. I don't feel any regret.
But you might want to go further, is what I'm hearing.
For sure.
Yeah. But I think that's normal. Like, yeah. I feel like everyone I know who gets plastic surgery, they start and then they just don't want to stop because why would you? Like,
right. I mean, it is honestly so mind-boggling to me that you can just, like, take a couple-hour nap and wake up and be yassified.
Well, maybe yassified 3 weeks down the line. But I do think it's a beautiful thing that we have access to, and I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, so how did the face reveal party come about? Because you wound up having your big face reveal at Paul's Dolls, yeah. which is honestly probably my favorite party in New York. Like, period. We both regularly host it. It's an amazing... Linux really should go down in history as, like, one of the legacy legends of downtown Manhattan.
And she really does it for the girls. She really yes. does. I honestly think we were just, like, king. Because, okay, the thing about me was I went out and it wasn't even a face reveal because, bitch, I was at basement, like, 2 weeks after I got my surgery. I, like, literally still had my nose bridge on, and I had my gays walking around with their arms shielding my face
oh.
in the basement because I couldn't stay home. Bitches really do not know how to stay home.
That picture of the bitch with the broken arm? you had a broken face, bitch, and you still were at basement. You really aren't playing. You just go to that green room, girl.
I have, like, obviously just been, like, dreaming up this, like, big face reveal pre-FFS. I just, like, wanted mm-hmm. to have this moment. I mean, everyone wants, like, a big moment.
Like, and, a reveal debut.
Right. It's fun. It's just, like, really fun. And me and Lennox were talking about it, and, like, what better place to do it than Paul's Dolls, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, that's also, like, I feel like the one of the more social parties in New York yeah. right now. Like, Paul's Dolls, for me... whenever I'm hosting is so exciting because it's so table and bottle culture, which yeah. I think we've kind of lost that recipe as a yeah. city of the tables and bottles. And I think yeah. the tables and bottles are important. Like yeah. we should have those amenities because it really does encourage socialization because those yeah. those hosts bring 15 fabulous people and right. those 15 fabulous people talk to the 15 fabulous people from the next party and right. so on and so forth. And then it starts to create a scene.
Yeah.
And I feel like I haven't experienced that as much in New York over the last like 4 years or so. Yeah. And Paul Stolz feels like a whole new resurgence of something that I've been missing, which yeah. is like a place where you go in key. Like I kind of miss before the pandemic. Club Glam was, I really feel like, the spot for socializing.
Yeah.
And there hasn't really been something similar since. And I think Paul's Dolls is definitely, like, in my opinion, like the daughter to Club Glam yeah. in a certain way, because that's really where you go to key with gays and fabulous trans.
Yeah.
And, like, that's legendary.
Go to parties, fight with trans.
What was your experience like going to Paul's Dolls and being the star, being the face reveal star?
It was really overstimulating.
I can imagine.
It was really overstimulating. I had my first, like, paparazzi moment, I guess, because they wanted to, like, do an unveiling, but it ended up just being Lennox guiding me through, like, a tunnel of everyone's. And it was really fun. It was really endearing, honestly.
It's cool to be celebrated like that, but I can imagine it being really shocking and, like, yeah. kind of stressful.
Because also, like, I was still, like, very early in the stage of,
like, well, you were, like, healing. What, like, a month out or something?
Yeah, like, I still was, like, so swollen and puffy.
I mean, I can't even imagine going to the club a month after a full face plastic surgery. Because what all, do you mind listing the procedures you had done? I'm yeah. so curious to hear.
I got the whole judge. Ooh, girl. I got my orbital bone contouring, which is like they take out the center of your forehead and then they contour it so it's rounder.
Oh, so you got type 3. They took it out and did
yeah.
it. Okay, yeah.
My forehead was flat before. Okay. So they took it out and made it round, which is like the T. And then I got a brow shave and a brow lift. Also, girls, if you can get a brow lift in your FFS, get it.
Like, absolutely.
The brow lift has, like, done wonders for me. Like, it is so cunt.
I feel like that's just... Also, if you're going to remove that bone, you kind of need a lift because right. there's empty space there.
Right. If you can get snatched, get snatched.
Absolutely.
So I got... Yeah, I got the contouring. I got the brow shave, the brow lift. And then I got a little touch on the nose just to match...
Like the bridge kind yeah. of slimmed down yeah. or something.
Well, I had two little bumps, but because I took so much off of my forehead, they wanted to contour the nose into the new forehead so I didn't mm-hmm. have like a shark tail nose, you know.
Love.
And then I got a little bit shaved off of my jaw, but I kept the shape because, you know, she still wants to be on the
Let me see the profile. Give me a... Oh, yeah. I think they did a really good job, honestly.
Thank you.
Because you do look... It's funny because I actually haven't seen you in person since your surgery because I've been very hermetic. And you look very refreshed and more... yourself, but you don't look dramatically different. Like, yeah. Less angular, for sure. Mm-hmm. Much, like, you just look more feminine. Like, I think you look the way that you wanted to.
Yeah.
But I think that what I'm hearing from you is you do all the stuff, and then you're like, maybe this is a base.
Yeah.
For their snatch.
Yeah, I think for me, I love my features, but I wanted to, like, I didn't want to get new features. Like, I think, like, a lot of girls go in and they're, like, they have a square jaw, so they want to get a V-line surgery. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you know, they have, like, a sharp nose, so they want to get a swoop nose. And, like, for me, it wasn't really about that. It was about, like, taking the features that I do have and just, like, softening them just enough to, like, still be myself, but, like, a little... elevated, you know?
Absolutely.
And in the words of my great sis, Sasha, all I need now is a sickening lip filler.
Exactly. did you do a lip lift too?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No. Oh. I don't like the surgery scars from lip lifts.
It is a bit much. Like, yeah. The scar under the nose, yeah, is a bit much, and it kind of flattens out your nose also in a weird way.
Yeah.
I mean, you look great. So, yeah.
I'm finally feeling like myself again. So, I'm feeling kind.
And you're now 100 days. So, that's like about 3 months, yeah, and some change.
Can you believe it?
Out. Well, congratulations on a whole new face, a whole new bitch.
Alaska new face.
Boom. What do you feel like your experience is with trade? Do you have any existing trade that you've had to carry over from the old face?
Actually, no. The trade talk.
Let's talk trade.
I feel like I am so picky to a fault. Like, I am like an incel in the fact that, like, I, like, have such high standards that I just, like, don't fuck anyone, you know? And so, like, I feel like for me, I'm still deciding where I want to go trade fishing. I downloaded Hinge, like, a few weeks ago, because I was like, let me be in my normal girl vibe. And I'm, like, testing those waters out.
The Hinge waters? Girl, I'm going to tell you my opinion on the apps right now, which Hinge, chop.
Okay.
Because here's the thing with Hinge. Hinge is the same thing as Tinder, but for the people who want to pretend like they're not about to have sex.
Oh, shit.
So Hinge gets all of the, like, mushy rejects from Tinder. Like,
well,
you're better off staying on Tinder than Hinge.
Oh, girl, I got banned from Tinder. I don't know what for. It was pre-surge, so maybe it was just online.
Oh. Well, they do delete if you get mass reported. And yeah. So, girl.
Maybe, girl, the trades be mass reporting the dolls.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, a bricky doll does get banned from the apps, which is not, I'm not saying you were bricky, but I'm saying, like, that does happen.
Oh, I know my truth.
Well, look at you now, girl. Look at you now. You came so far. You look good, girl.
Thank you.
Brick no more. Right. Brick where?
Not a soul can clap.
You want a line?
Let's do it.
As long as we don't go nonverbal now. Why am I mad at call Aunt Buke again.
Yes, her.
FaceTime her. FaceTime her. Well, Alaska's her one sis left in the city. And I'm trying to be the second.
What are you holding to the
moon? Girl, the suspense is killing.
Unavailable.
God. Hit it again. One mo. One.
One more again.
Mo. Again.
She knows
what's going on. Aunt Puke, I know you're out there. Answer the FaceTime. I promise we'll be nice. I really am your biggest fan.
I've been hearing so much positive stuff about Aunt Puke lately.
Well, because what a queen. I'm sorry. Right. Like,
I think everyone's pro Aunt Pew.
Well, everyone's pro, like, something to talk about.
I mean, everyone's pro scammer until someone scams.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm, even in that moment, my thing was just like, don't, I was like, why'd you pay the hoes that you paid and you didn't pay me? Like, why didn't I get paid? Let's get, we're recording. Well, yes, yes, the girls are unpaid. We are, of course, talking about the fabulous Aunt Puke, who I love and adore.
The world-renowned.
Yeah, what a queen. I mean, I personally, I feel like everyone feels this strong yearning for the queen to return. I mean, I, of We're course, waiting. Like, fully did drop a diss track on her, but was that because I hated that hoe? No, I just was bored, and it was fun. Like, she, that beep was just so fun. I mean, am I pressed? No. I sold so much motherfucking ketamine up and down that venue. Like, I was not pressed about the hostess fee. But at the same time, don't try me. Like, don't try me. Like, I more so was like, don't try me. Just send me a text. But I fuck with the queen. Like, I really feel like, I guess she must be scared. Well, you are like one of her remaining
sis. Yeah, I mean,
sis.
That's my sis.
She's the sis. I mean, I feel like
the Florida girls have to stick together.
I agree. I mean, and I'm a Florida girl because my father was raised in Panama City Beach.
That's
Did you know that?
Born.
In Panama City Beach?
Yeah.
Oh, girl, you're ratchet. I love Panama City Beach, but I love Florida. And I love Aunt Puke. I'm going to play her.
Co-signed, because that was some real shit you just said.
Girl, yeah. I'm playing Domicile in Miami at the end of the month, and I'm literally going to play Pull Up to the Rave, like, in my set. Because I'm like, want to let the girls know whose team I'm on.
Pull Up to the Rave.
It's so good. The way she says R.I.P. Sophie 8 times.
Right.
Did you know that? She says it 8 times in the song.
So good.
I think that's amazing. Like, it's so cool. Like, it really is. Like, Aunt Puke to me is, I will never forget. I feel like the first time I really met, that I recall meeting her, I maybe met her before, was when she pulled up during COVID. She was like, I'm doing like a Zoom party. I would like love to have you play.
Oh my God, Zoom parties.
Did you ever go in a Zoom party?
Yeah. I mean, one of the first times that, like, me and Suffy, like, really, really hung out was it was, like, her first time DJing, but it was, like, on a Zoom party.
Which Zoom party? Do you know?
I don't remember.
Just some random Zoom party.
We were just, like, in her room with, like, a fog machine and, like, 3 different laser lights just, like,
legendary.
Carrying down.
Legendary. Down. Just, legendary. Like, do you... Oh, have you ever seen... Okay, I was at a Outcall mad long ago.
God, Outcall.
Girl, Outcall.
Wait, I've only been here for 4 years, and I feel like I have, like, lived so many lives here.
No, yeah, we all have, girl. That's New York. But I was in Outcall years ago. No, during pandemic, I guess. And there was a Zoom orgy.
Okay.
Like, everyone was on Zoom, like, jacking and fucking, like, in their respective room.
I heard about that in AA one time.
You heard about it in AA?
I've only gone to AA, like, a few times.
Not, you went to AA and I'm over here feeding you brown liquor. Wait, you heard about the Zoom orgies in AA?
Somebody was like... Yeah, I was talking about how they used to just, like... real crunk on Zoom orgies, and I was like, I didn't know that was a thing.
Girl. I've only seen one once, and it was because,
and by crunk I mean like they were shooting crank, like,
oh okay, they were getting cranked. Yeah. That's ratchet, girl. Ratchet and clank. I was at a somebody's house for Outcall years ago during the pandemic, and...
I said for alcohol. I was like, okay.
Oh, no, no.
You're at someone's house for alcohol.
I was at my house for out call, for an out call, for an escort out call. And he invited, like, a male escort over, and we were all keying, and the guy was like, oh, we should join the party. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, watch this. And he, like, connected his laptop to the TV, and he pulled up, like, a Zoom orgy of, like, there must have been, like, 500 to 1,000 gay people in it. Just, like, some of them were just, like, some of them were jacking, some of them were fucking, some of them were just watching, some of them were dozing off, girl. The Gina hit him in the house. Some of them, there was a couple queens doing shows as well. Girl. And I was like, bitch, this is really a $3 bill on my computer. Like,
will be studied.
Oh, yeah. I was like, bitch, you will never convince me that queer people aren't cool, because why were there trannies / drag queens like giving shows in the gay orgy on Zoom? Like, with like a tip QR code, like really giving like full body roll shows. Like, one of them did a flip. Like, I was like, you are everything.
Wait, how does like 500 people, 1,000 people on a screen, like, I'm envisioning like the Wendy wall with like the people behind her, but like, how small do the squares get?
They aren't, it's not all on one screen. It's like you have to swipe through like pages. It's like pages of screen. It's pages of Wendy wall, basically. So it's like a Wendy wall, and then you can click to the next Wendy wall, and then you can click to the next Wendy wall, and then the next. But they're all watching the same wall, and they could be watching you, and you don't even know. So it's pretty like the panopticon fierceness of that.
It's like next level voyeurism.
I think it's cunt.
That's cunt.
I think bring it back. Because there was something so cunt about like not this like I'm gonna estimate like 700 person PMP orgy, and I'm just chilling here. Like, I'm not out and about. Like, there's no harm, no foul. Like,
you're in his DMs, I'm in the PMP orgy on Zoom.
Exactly. And we were chilling. I mean, and I hit the pookie? Yeah. Well, actually, I had never seen this. They had a oh, you're like hyperventilating from the phrase pookie. There was like a, it wasn't a pookie. It was like a meth bong, which I had never seen before. I don't really know what it was. But I hit it a little bit, not a lot, like a little smidge hit a little bit. I don't like to take a big hit of that girl, but I feel like a little, like as much as you would get from, you know, those, remember the vapes that weren't vapes, they were like incense or something. And everyone was pretending like they were going to do those instead. And it was like fresh air, like vape of like an incense. It was called like mock or mook or something.
Wait, but I think I know what you're
so
about.
I like to do like that kind of a hit of meth. Like just a very breeze of a, like a breeze of a, because it's going to wake you up. But it's, but if you go too far, you go too far. Like if you go too far, you go too far.
So not icy, just breezy.
Not icy, just breezy. We like windy. We like Wendy Williams. We go Wendy Williams around these parts. Okay. We don't go all the way out to the Titanic glacier girl. We just a little break off a little wind.
Period.
No,
someone has to do it,
girl, and that someone is me. So let's talk about your sis. Ooh. Your sis Ampuke.
Ooh.
How is she, girl? How is she doing? Because you have contact with her. I really want to know that she's well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that like my main priority after like a lot of things went down was just hoping and wishing and praying, and then like making sure that she was okay.
Totally.
Like, I think at the end of the day, there was a lot of layers to what went on, like outside of like the tea and the scam and this and that or the other. It's like at the end of the day, that's still, you know, our sis, that's still a trans girl that like,
of course.
But yeah, it was kind of weird. Like when she kind of just like went off the radar.
Did you lose contact with her?
Yeah, for a while.
Because I feel like everyone kind of lost.
For a while, like everyone kind of like lost contact with her. I mean, as far as I know.
Do you know what she was doing during that time?
I don't. I mean, I've seen her. I think she came over to my house. I don't even remember when it was, but it was like one of her first times like back in New York. And so I've only seen her like once or twice since everything happened. But I mean, we still follow each other's finstas and like we've like, you know, chatted and like bantered like back and forth here and there. And so I think it's been nice to just know that like at the end of the day, like my sis is still, you know, keeping it pushing. The whole like the public backlash, as warranted as it may have been, was very intense. Like it's so it was so intense.
Well, it was a hate train, like let's be real. Right. And it was fun, like, but I did feel it was sad how it went down.
Yeah.
It was true. It was definitely like, I feel like everyone loves a moment of like everyone coming together for a common topic. And she provided that. But I do think it was, I do wonder like how she was during those periods of time. Like, I know she was, like, posting, like, guns on her Finsta and stuff and, like, this, that, and the third. And,
like,
girl,
I said, you can take the girl out of Florida, but you cannot take Florida out the girl.
Exactly. And you know what? I don't want to. I want to put the Florida in the girls that aren't from Florida. Like, I want everyone to be a Florida girl. I'm very here for her. Like, I am in such support of her return.
Of course.
And same. I would like to offer an open invitation to Aunt Hugh Ava. Come on down. Join me in the studio. I have a line with your name on it. I got a line with your name on it. And let's hear the tea.
Yeah.
So there was something that happened recently that I kind of want your opinion on.
Okay.
Which was all of the Blair Jurasek spit drama, all of that went super viral.
Yeah.
on New York Instagram. For those of you who don't know, Blair Jurasek is a legend, an icon, and she is fabulous in a sense, and she has a whole lot of body and knows how to use it. Blair the body, and she is cunt.
Yes.
But she recently made some pretty severe allegations that another member of the community spit in her face, allegedly. Yeah. I'm curious because I feel like you're really embedded with that crew. Mm-hmm. Do you mind talking me through, like, your perceptions of that event?
Yeah. I think that, like, there's a lot of layers in sort of, like, the meshing of maybe like a scene or like, I wouldn't call it generation because like it's not that much older than us, but like there's a like time before, like there was a scene before the scene now, you know? And like, I think that like some of like the like holdover or like lasting sort of like impacts from like that scene or that time or that era are like still kind of like trickling down,
mm-hmm.
in that like people who were like very heavily involved in the scene at that time were like having like really heavy impacts on people who are still like very active in the scene,
mm-hmm.
and I think that like sometimes like the people who are still in this sort of like environment in the scene in this like whatever you want to call it, like when you see the trickle down effects of like maybe like some scenarios or circumstances or experiences from like a previous time, like when you see those come out now, I feel like people kind of like regard it as like drama or tea or this or that, when like in reality that's just like someone's experience with like a very, mm-hmm. like a very impactful and like very high energy time in their life.
That's a very diplomatic way to put that.
You know, and so I think,
so how would you describe once we get past the diplomacy, what had went down?
So I mean, it was just a night of celebration. It was, mm-hmm. it was love day with Miss Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Decided was she showed up. She was in the ring with us. And I think that like my media training is kicking in.
Well, girl, unkick it. I'll go kick the door down.
Let me.
Yeah, you blow it right out, girl. Blow it right out. Blow the media trainer right the fuck out your head. And let's go.
Okay.
Let's give it.
What happened was,
the way that let's give it is like an MK Ultra activation phrase for trannies. If you say let's give it, you can get a bitch to do pretty much whatever. So let's give it.
I don't know. My thing with Miss Girl is she loves to rehash the past. And I think sometimes you need to let the past die.
We're talking about the body?
The body.
Mm-hmm.
Jurassic Park.
Okay. So she likes to rehash the past, is what you're saying?
Yeah. And I think that, like, sometimes it is better for everyone involved to let bygones be bygones,
uh-huh.
and to just...
just keep it pushing.
Keep it pushing.
Right, like, right.
We need to stick together. It's like, wow, do we? Are we? Like, are we sisters? Do we need to stick together? I don't know. I think that just because we might be all Tranyas. Does not mean that we are all...
All Tranyas? Does not mean that we... Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, I think, like, I have long held the thing that, like, I will totally hold... I hate the phrase holding space. Like, yeah. Someone said in front of me the other day, like, I'm holding so much space for her. And I'm like, I'm shut up. Like, I don't want to hear that. But I do believe...
I think we could do well to hold less space for each
other. Yeah, hold less space. Well, they invented Ozempic for a reason.
Hold your own, babe.
I
don't know. My thing is like, okay, if you are entering a room or a party or a scene or an afters or this or that or the other of people who you know might have static or like energy or like a general disliking for you, like because like for very valid reasons might have had. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's not only unfair to them, but unfair to yourself to kind of just like
keep pushing.
Yeah,
it.
Like to keep reinserting yourself in spaces that like are not catered to like to your comfort. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, I feel like it's unfair to everyone involved. And so like, as we've seen in the past, like it just got to a point to where the rehashing of the past.
Like, what actually occurred? Like, what happened? Like, did some...
Well, might I add, this was the point of the night where Alaska goes nonverbal. So...
Oh, you were nonverbal at this time. This
so
happened.
I was doing my best to name five things that I could see, that I could touch,
oh.
I could hear.
I see. So you're not even really that sure, like, what had happened.
So, from what I know... There just like reached a point where my good sis
mm-hmm.
was fed up. I feel like it just got to a point where
it was explosive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so like I don't think that like the parties involved were kind of like I don't think their reactions were unwarranted.
Okay, so that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah.
That is what I was fishing for.
I think who was in the wrong? I think that if someone just doesn't read the room, you have every right to kind of be like, okay, bitch, enough is enough.
Well, what I will say is that hoe, I heard so much shit about her.
Which hoe?
Not the queen, not the good sis. No, not Miss Melva. No, she can do no wrong. In my books, like I will never speak an L word about her.
Oh,
because she's never spoken an L word about me
exactly.
to me. Like I'm nothing's bad to say about her. The other,
but Miss Girl has plenty of things to say about me too. Because I've heard my name on her Instagram
what
story.
What did she say about you? What did she say about you? What did she say about you?
Girl. It just like comes in waves where it's like, we're sisters, we need to stick together. And then it turns into like, these young trannies on the block don't know what they're getting into. They're not even into their tea yet. I mean, it wasn't even 6 months ago when she was on her Instagram story saying that like, I wasn't even into my tea yet because I'm flat chested and have a mustache and I want gay boys to be attracted to me.
Girl, to say that publicly about a bitch is crazy.
Is crazy. Yeah, she was like, Alaska got her 5 o'clock shadow because she wanted the gay boys to like her.
What a thing to say. But see, that's that fish tank slipping out. Do you know about the fish tank?
No.
You don't know about the, oh, this makes me feel like a trans elder, that I'm talking to a tranny who don't know about the fish tank. The fish tank was a Facebook group where, the fish tank was a Facebook group of trans.
Oh, don't they like read each other?
Oh, you don't even know the half, mama.
Can I hear the story about someone who will not be named and the way that they dealt with their client maybe falling asleep?
Oh, so there is, the fish tank is an OG Facebook group. It's pretty legendary. Of trainees who are combative towards each other and reading each other for filth and giving some advice, but mostly just demolishing each other. And there were hits put out on girls. There were people confessing to murders.
Oh my God.
Someone, I'm not going to say who, but you know who you are, said that they, that a client, they semi-intentionally overdosed on cocaine and they, and he died, and they dragged him out of their hotel room and into the hallway of the hotel room and skipped town and never looked back. Like, there is a...
Paramount Twins.
I never made that connection, but you're right. It is kind of, I mean, I love, no shade to Shannon Chenal.
Oh.
But yes, it was a dark time in trans history when the fish tank was live. Like, I really don't believe that trans women should have a forum like that at this stage in our evolution, because it just, it devolves really quickly into putting hits out on each other. Like, it's dark, but Blair is very much from that era. And so I support, like, her journey.
Which is also, like, another thing, like, back to, like, hating saying holding space. But, like, I also, too, do try to, like, have as much patience and empathy and, like, understanding for, like...
No, yeah, I feel like she had a very, like... I feel like when hoes talk down on her, I also kind of want to be like, girl, you don't even know the half. Because
a girl
like that has been working for the longest, been in rooms you can't even imagine, situations you can't even imagine.
Exactly.
Like, I do respect.
And like, for me, I feel like this whole, like, drama isn't even, like, I don't even have it out for Blair or want it to be out for her. Just want the girls to
be okay.
Yeah.
I really don't care what the girls do. I kind of feel like I have this thing to me where I want, of course I want the girls to be okay. Like, I want the girls to have, like, an apartment and, like, furniture and, like, their clothes and wigs and hair.
I love when girls have furniture and apartments.
Aside from that, I kind of want the girls to act up and be crazy because life is too goddamn short and boring. Like, I am very Jocelyn Hernandez brained. Like, I do want New York to turn into Tranny Bad vs. Wild. Like,
oh, girl,
I do.
We have the material.
And have you ever heard about the doll ball?
No. Jesus Christ.
The doll ball is a concept that was invented. I mean, I don't actually know who invented it. It was first brought to me by Sasha in fashion. And it was like a concept of a... Initially, it started as, like, you put dolls in balls, like, two dolls in balls, and they, like, try to, like, you know that game where you're, like, you're both in big balls and you try to, like, push each other off the platform? But I think it evolved into more of, like, a fighting situation / pageant.
Okay.
But I think that, like, it would, I do think we could have, the dolls in New York are crazier than any one on Zeus. And so I do think we could have...
Batty's got nothing on us.
No, like, I feel like we could have some type of franchise of trannies. A doll brawl. Well, the doll ball brawl, girl. There's a space for something like that. Where bitches... Because, listen, I want Blair the Body... to be in a mansion, and I want Miss Girl to be in a mansion as well. And then do I want to see them fight? Absolutely. Do I want to see them scrap? Absolutely. Do I want to see Miss Thing down the street scrap with Miss Thing from Bushwick? Yes. Do I want to see Miss Thing post on her story that hoe number three is not a woman? Yes. Like, because then I want to see what happens. Like, I do want I want the tea. I want the drama. I want the scandal. I want the complexity. Like, I feel like New York is not New York unless the trainees are fighting. Like, let's fight, bitch. Like, but let's fight, like, with infrastructure. Like, I feel like we could get, we should get a salary for this, because I'm sorry. If bitches are fighting for whatever they're making on Zeus, and, like, all these millions of hoes are watching. I saw a thing that said that Zeus had Baddies, the recent Baddies French series, had more views than the Super Bowl? More views than the Super Bowl?
Is that real?
Yes, 100 and the whole, across the season, not, like, the one episode, but across the season, it had, like, 171, I think, million views.
That is insane.
Which is, like, such an incredible, I mean, who knows if, like, Lemmy Plummer just, like, posted that on his Instagram, no Carfax. But, like, that is what was reported. Jocelyn Hernandez said on Wendy Williams that she had the number one show in America. I kind of am thinking those numbers make sense now because, okay, $5 subscription fee, you buy Zeus. There are millions of hoes
with
out
$5.
Here with $5. Like, I do believe that it could have... more than 100, like, they could have that many plays. I feel like it's time for the the psychotic trannies of New York to unite in, like, not exactly Gladiator, because, like, maybe Glamazon. Yes. I think there should be some type of...
Fee-fi-fo-fum.
Let's get this check. Why not? Because I feel like doll fights, who wouldn't buy that? Like, if someone emailed me and said, you want to watch doll fights? I got a DVD. Like, I would go right back to 2009. Like, I would buy it, bitch. I would give them my credit card over the phone. And I would buy it, bitch. I would be like, oh, I want to see them dolls fighting real bad. Because, I mean, do you watch, like, ballroom stuff? Like, do you watch, like, ballroom throwbacks or anything?
Like, no.
No. Yeah, it's not really your tier. But we need... But do you watch Zeus?
No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you named yourself after, like, a John Green book, yeah. So...
We're circling back to the girl next door vibe.
Yeah, yeah. Not really your tea. Not really your tea. Well. If you had to fight one person in New York.
Oh, if I had to fight one person in New York.
Who would it be?
Shit.
Fair match. You're on a stadium, live streamed. You get a glam team. They get a glam team. Let's fight.
Kind of fighting.
Physical.
Okay.
You have to fight one home.
Okay.
No, free for all. Okay. And you're allowed to cheat.
Just like real scrappy.
Scrap fight. Like fight as if you like walked up on a hoe, but on a stadium.
Oh, I just thought of the perfect answer, but.
Who? You have to say it. You have to say it. If you thought of the perfect answer, you have to say it.
I can't.
No, you can't. Oh. Well, you know what? You don't have to. They don't even have to know who that is because they don't know who that is. But I know who that is, and I would fight her too. Yeah. We could double team her, girl. Yeah. They said. But I'm gonna bleep it. Don't worry.
I'm gonna leave it up to your imagination,
girl. Yeah, it's bleep. Oh, she's overdue for an ass beating, honestly.
Yeah,
but she needs two because she's big. No shade. I mean, not to be like. I mean, I don't fight fair. I pull hair. So right. It's. I'm not scared, but I want to be prepared.
Right.
You know.
I've been waiting for
it. When it comes to a big bitch, love to take it down, mammoth style. Feed the village for a week. Come on.
Fee-fi-fo-fum.
Fee-fi-fo-fum. Girl, I'm high as fuck. Okay, I think that is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much, Alaska. Is there anything you want to plug?
No.
No. That's such an amazing answer. People are always like, yes, I'm doing this, blah, blah, blah. No is so unique to just say no.
You can be anyone when you're a girl online.
Period. Period. Okay, bye. Buddy Talks.